just starting to produce seed heads.
On a sweltering summer morning, Rob Mitchell takes me to visit a plot of switchgrass at a research field near Lincoln, Nebraska.
So it's almost, 6 feet tall in spots.
Yep, and it'll get a couple feet taller than this, so we're putting on a lot of biomass right now.
Mitchell is an agronomist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and he says biomass is what this grass is all about. It's called Liberty Switchgrass, and it was developed here specifically to grow thick and lush. The grass can then be harvested, and all the cellulose fiber can be broken down to make what's called cellulosic ethanol. Mitchell says right now, almost all of the ethanol we burn in our cars is made from corn.
But that second generation, going to something that has potentially more application on marginally productive cropland, where maybe corn and soybeans aren't best suited for the long term, switchgrass or the other native perennials fit very well.
Switchgrass is great for two reasons. One, it grows well in fields that have poor soil, where farmers may lose money planting corn. And two, it has environmental benefits. Switchgrass roots grow deep. They pull carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and store it in the soil.
It's just really hard to do at any large scale.
Scott Irwin is an economist with the University of Illinois. Switchgrass may be ready for the field, but Irwin says until the science improves, converting it to ethanol is not cost effective.
Especially when you're competing against corn-based ethanol, which is, a very well-developed technology, and we can obviously do it pretty cheaply.
Even so, the federal government requires certain types of renewable fuel to be mixed in the nation's fuel supply. Cellulosic ethanol is featured in that policy because it's so carbon friendly.
We all know about the Obama administration's support for the Paris Accords and climate change and so on. Clearly, the Trump administration's going in the other direction. So it's not surprising to me that we see a small cutback.
The Environmental Protection Agency wants to cut back on the amount of cellulosic ethanol oil refiners have to blend into the fuel supply. The agency says it's still leaving room for growth, but it's responding to the market. Cellulosic ethanol is expensive, and the industry has lagged behind production targets. Janet McCabe says that was true when she worked at the EPA under the Obama administration. But the agency still made a point of increasing the amount of cellulosic ethanol each year, even if by small amounts.
For us, that was a very important signal to maintain in the rule. That's what Congress had said, and this doesn't do that.
The Trump EPA would cut 73 million gallons from the 311 million gallons of cellulosic ethanol in this year's renewable fuels mandate. And in the years ahead, the administration will likely have the chance to reset biofuel policy more broadly. Supporters of cellulosic ethanol are concerned the administration could give up on low-carbon fuels made from stuff like switchgrass. If federal policy does not carve out a space for cellulosic ethanol, McCabe says the oil industry and corn ethanol producers are unlikely to make room for it.
You have stakeholders who, they just can't accommodate one another. The more you have of fuel X, the less you have to have a fuel Y.
Without a guaranteed share of the fuel supply, investors will be hard-pressed to put their money into cellulosic technology. And Rob Mitchell in Nebraska says that means farmers will have little reason to plant more switchgrass.
Farmers are very adaptable. If you give them an opportunity to make money and give them realistic goals, they can meet those very quickly.
For now, switchgrass remains on the sidelines as the Trump administration begins to put its mark on the future of renewable energy. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.